Nolte, now that fake media want Biden gone in 2024, they protest press restrictions. By John Nolte on July 5, 2022. The corporate media have asked the White House to end press restrictions on who is and is not allowed to attend big events and ask questions. These fake journalists are so sleazy and transparent that you have to laugh. For the past 18 months, his fraudulency Joe Biden has been in office. The corporate media have said nothing about Biden using the China flu to restrict access to big press avails. Worse still, for 18 months, Biden has almost always called on reporters based on a pre-screening process from his staff. He uses an actual list from his staff, something I have never seen before. Worst of all, for 18 months, the left-wing lapdogs in the corporate media said nothing, protested nothing. Here's how Breitbart News reported this more than a year ago. Biden said he would be using a pre-approved list of reporters to call on Wednesday at a press conference following his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden, while looking for reporters to call on during his press conference, said, "I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on." When Biden previously used similar lines to this, the "they" he refers to is the staff on his communications team. Using the China flu to restrict the number of people in a room is one thing. It's BS, but fine. But what does the China flu have to do with the staff choosing who will be allowed to ask questions? Obviously, nothing. Nevertheless, for 18 months, the fake media rolled over like the good little lapdogs they are and took it. Until now. A group of 68 journalists sent a rare protest letter to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre Thursday asking that President Biden's staff abandon a mysterious pre-screening process and reopen large events to all journalists. TV correspondents, famed veteran reporters and leaders of the White House Correspondents Association rallied behind the call to end year-old restrictions on venues such as the East Room that in past administrations were open press. Biden aides have refused to tell the Correspondents Association the selection criteria for presidential events, and individual reporters have received an array of conflicting explanations, resulting in a widespread belief that the practice is meant to shape the variety of questions presented to the president. Gee, what changed? What in the world, after 18 freaking months, suddenly turned these left-wing propagandists into propagandists who are now pretending to be journalists? This is not rocket science, y'all. If you want an answer, you must remember who these people are. A mob of left-wing extremists and activists who produce propaganda. Therefore, the only thing these liars care about is furthering the left-wing cause. And here comes the answer: Joe Biden is a liability to that cause. Poll after poll shows Biden losing to Donald Trump. Biden's average approval rating is now around 38%. We are headed into a recession. Biden is enfeebled and losing more of his cognitive abilities by the day. Put another way, the corporate media want Joe Biden out. They want to force him out. They want another Democrat at the top of the 2024 ticket, someone who has a chance at holding on to the White House. That's all that's going on with this protest. This is just more left-wing activism from a left-wing media that was more than happy to roll over like dogs when rolling over aided the cause. Now that rolling over hinders the cause, now that protecting Biden hinders the cause, these fascists are whining. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.